Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
We are excited that Season 5 of Total Bellas is finally here, and we get to share it all with you.
We're even going to hear what our guys Brian and Artem have to say after watching it.
Oh, no. I'm scared. Plus, Artem is back for another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show, Bella Brains.
All right, here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Brie.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bellas Podcast.
Oh my goodness, wasn't it so amazing to see all the fan responses?
Beyond incredible, and I cannot wait to talk about the premiere.
Well, you know what that means. It's time for opening up, so let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. So Brie and I are opening up with some raspberry jalapeno margaritas. Of course, we're doing the mocktail style. You guys do the regular style. These were the Total Bellas season premiere cocktails / mocktail margaritas. So we thought we have to bring it on the podcast.
And I have to say, tasting these, I don't miss tequila. And I thought I would.
Right. You know what I've realized? The key ingredient in making a really good margarita, especially when you want it spicy or when you want to do it mocktail version, is agave. You can't forget the agave.
Whoa. Good to know. Note to self.
Good to know.
All right, let's get to it because there is so much to talk about. By the way, you guys, Nicole and I have been on cloud nine all morning. Last night, to see all the love we got on social media, people text messaging us, seeing all your social distancing parties, we literally have not felt that much love in a long time. Right, Nicole? Like, we just could not stop talking about it all morning.
No, we definitely woke up with very full and grateful hearts and big smiles. It was just amazing to see the interaction. And I think you miss human connection and interaction. And so last night, it was really just amazing to connect with all of you, the Bella Army. We did this contest, and it was the Total Bella season premiere social distancing party contest. And we wanted to see how creative people can get. But I think one thing we loved when we were looking through it this morning was everyone seemed like they were having such a fun time doing this, whether it was with family members or friends on FaceTime or just coming up with fun decorations that they had around the house. And that brought a lot of joy to Brie and I. I think right now, what we're all going through, we don't have to talk about the depressing stuff 24/7. We actually need light and hope and positivity in our life every day. And it makes me happy Total Bellas is back on air because I feel like that's what it was for everyone last night. It was an hour to take them away from what's going on in the world and let them have fun, be happy, obviously cry because Josie's part was last night, which was really tough.
I agree. And, you know, the one thing I did notice, like looking at everyone's videos and pictures from the social distancing party, is how much fun everyone was having. And I think that's the one thing we have to remember during these really hard times and these uncertain times is to try to have fun, because fun doesn't have a price tag. You don't need to have all this money to have fun. There's just stuff you could do, like Nicole said, finding around your house to just have fun with. So thank you, everyone. But let's dive deep into the episode, because I read all your comments. And Nicole, can we just start with me?
Yeah, that you're a bitch.
Not a bitch. I'm just, okay, you guys. So I see a lot of your comments. I see the good and the bad. Last night was really hard for me. And you have to understand, I'm sitting on the couch watching this with my husband. And it gets uncomfortable because, you know, we get past these moments and then we relive them. And then like we go into our bedroom by ourselves and we have to have like another deep talk to talk about it. But I saw how some women were like, come on, Brie, like having a career and kids, just do it. Like it's easy. You're acting like it's so hard. But I feel like everyone's different. I give a lot of credit to women who have three kids and a big career if they don't have help and they do it all on their own. I give them so much credit because honestly, that would run me into the ground. I already feel run into the ground when I'm traveling all over the United States with my daughter. And yes, I'm lucky to have a nanny that comes with us. So when I'm at my meetings, Birdie is being watched. But that, like, Nicole, you see it. That runs me hard into the ground. So when I do think about a second child, which obviously a lot changes when you're pregnant and you feel the bliss of that. But in those moments of trying every month, I just deep down inside, I felt like, you know, I'm just the woman who's meant to have one kid. And that's okay.
Totally. No, so Brie, because, you know, people catch up throughout the weekend on Total Bellas. So there were people catching up today and I was catching up socially. And actually one woman pretty much was like, Brian needs to put on his big boy panties and like listen to his wife. So you had some people on your side.
I definitely did.
I think sometimes maybe people think you come off a little judgmental towards me or harsh towards Brian. But the one thing that I saw, though, a lot of people do respect you because whatever it is you believe in or you feel, you say. There's nothing fake about you. And sometimes in the reality world, someone will see themselves that way in season one, and then the rest of the seasons, they become this person they think everyone wants to see. We don't do that. We just stay who we are. And now we're on a spinoff show that's season 5, which is a good thing. People want real and raw. So, yeah, you're a bitch.
No, I'm going
to
say...
I'm just kidding. No, you're not. I mean, well, you're a bitch to me. But when it comes to your and Brian's situation...
I'm going to disagree with you on this.
Whatever.
I'm not a bitch to you. It's like you said, I'm not phony. I can't be phony. Like, everyone saw for a long time on Instagram, I wasn't posting about my husband because we had nothing cute to post about and we're not going to fake it for Instagram. I'm not going to take a phony picture with my husband, put it up so everyone thinks everything's all, you know, Candyland. I am always real and I'm very honest. And I will say this, sometimes what hurts me is I will say what I feel in a moment when really it's like, Brie, take a step back, take about 20 deep breaths, go sit in a room by yourself and think, digest. Sometimes I don't digest. And unfortunately on reality television, when you just like blur things out or you say what's on your mind in that moment, it could, you know, it could nip you in the ass.
Well, but, and yeah, because we don't then air all the hours after of when you're processing it and you realize you're wrong or you're right. Reality doesn't always get that.
It's not like I slapped the makeup off your face and left it on a wall.
Damn, that Kardashian fight was real.
That was a good Kardashian fight.
I keep crying laughing about it.
I know. But I will say, like, that's the one thing you're going to feel for me all season is whatever my heart is feeling, I say it. And unfortunately, some people take it in a bad way, but it's who I am and I'm not going to apologize for
it. You know what?
It.
Actually, you know what a lot of people were tweeting last night is that it was very, very relatable episode. Like, I think a lot of people relate to Brian when he talks about, well, why do we have a 3,000 square foot house? But then also a lot of people are upset, like, so you'd only give your, like, you want to take your wife's house away because she won't have another baby. So a lot of people were on your side. But that's a very relatable conversation. Then poor Artem, like, they show us recording the podcast, right? And then when I'm like, move in, like, you know me. I get excited. You guys, I'm the girl that gets drunk and will plan a party, text everyone. And then the next day when I'm hungover, I'm like, why did I do that?
You do
I don't want to have
every time.
Now with Artem, I did want him to move in, but it was fast. But Artem had a tweet back at people because poor Artem, and we're going to be bringing him on to talk about it, but they're like, oh, so you only want to move in with your girlfriend because you got cut from Dancing with the Stars? And that wasn't it. There's so much more, but just like you said, we get these emotions, we blurt out how we feel, and then it's like, whoa, the judgment pours in. But like, the one thing that I did find funny from the episode, and people are talking about it, like, hey, if you guys want to have a serious conversation, just take that person to a lingerie shop, put on some lingerie, and have that conversation. When I watched it, by the way, because I got ripped on in a funny way, I didn't even think that, like, here I'm trying on lingerie, sipping champagne. I'm like, yo, Artem, like, I think we're moving in too fast.
No, and that is so you, by the way.
Well, and I don't realize sometimes how I act till I watch myself, and people are like, she's literally sitting there half naked with her man telling him that she's moving in too fast. And I was like, when I saw that and got called out for that, I'm like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. You're right.
So I just want to let all the listeners know that my sister walks into my house majority of the time with her nipples out. My husband definitely knows what her nipples look like. And it's not because she's my identical twin. It's because all her shirts are usually see-through.
Well, and I'm sorry that I show Brian my nipples all the time, but I don't do it in a way, like, I just want to be comfortable. I don't always want to put on pasties or bra.
And look at me. I never tell you to cover up. I can care less if my husband can see your nipples.
Well, Artem, this morning, he, like, walks in, and I was butt naked washing the dishes, but I didn't want to get gross soap and, like, stuff that was cooked on my robe. So I took my robe and I didn't want to, like, put on a lingerie or a slip or anything. So I literally washed the dishes butt naked this morning.
Well, you know what Birdie told me today?
What?
Birdie told me today, no clothes today. She still is naked, taking her nap. Like, she
That's
is
the best.
Would not. She was building a house. She was coloring. She was outside playing.
Well, I have to say, with pregnancy, I just feel like right now I'm getting more and more uncomfortable. And I have Birdie vibes. Like, if I could just be butt naked right now all day, I would do it. It just feels that much better. When I look at the black stretch pants, maternity stretch pants, that looks like a workout to me to put them on. And I'm like, ew. I feel bad. Like, Artem and I wanted to get intimate, and I could just tell how Artem is looking at my vagina. Like, he is next to me. I can't wait to bring him on. We'll talk about it. But I'm not shaving right now.
Out?
Like, I'm not grooming. And I know I'm growing a lot of hair because you grow a lot of hair everywhere.
Oh, and then you can't see it, so you really don't know actually how much is down
yeah,
there.
But you know what? That right there, I told him, I go, I have to sit on the tile floor to shave. Like, I can't anymore
really?
Lift a leg up. I mean, I can, but it's uncomfortable. And then I'm afraid I'm going to slip. And then, wow, how did Nikki slip and fall? Because she wanted to shave her vagina?
I know my vagina really well. We go back 36 years. So I feel like I could shave my vagina blind.
Well, let's get back to the episode. We'll talk to Artem about that when he comes on. His face right now is
so priceless. Between what's going on in my marriage and Nicole and Artem moving in real fast, something that I thought, you know, from the episode that I feel like our listeners could relate to, and I would really love socially to hear what people think. But I looked at how my sister and I make decisions. Do you and I do this a lot where we just make decisions like so emotionally?
Well, this is the thing. We're very passionate people. We always have been. Our parents are that way. We're that way. And I feel like our whole life, whether it comes to our careers, to falling in love, how we've been in relationships, like, we go with our heart first. So we're not the ones, you know, there are some people that are more calculated or they follow their mind first instead of their heart. We follow our hearts. So when we feel it, we express it. And then later we think about it and process it, but we don't process first. Whatever we feel, we just do. That's who we are as people. And that's okay. And I hate saying, because I know we've been in relationships where we're like, ugh, that doesn't count. But like, being Mexican, Italian, and Scorpio, like, when you look at all those signs and you really look at like how those cultures are, or even if you believe in horoscopes, like, we just are crazy passionate. So what I have noticed, and when you watch other people on reality shows, like, that's how you and I make decisions. We're with two men that are very different, that don't make decisions like that. They actually think about it. When they say stuff, they mean it. You know, sometimes you and I can say stuff and then we backtrack, or we're like, wait, but Brie, we're not alone on that.
I agree with you. And you know, it's funny because I saw some people like, what if your kid, your unborn child watches this and realizes you didn't want them? I'm going to say this. My mother did not want Nicole and I. Actually, when she got pregnant, she was 18 years old, terrified. Obviously, it was an accident. And her first thing was thinking about an abortion. And that was laying very heavy on her heart. And then her and my dad obviously talked and they made the decision to keep us. Well, she thought keeping one until she gave birth and realized there was two. Nicole and I were never affected that my mom might have aborted us. She was 18. We get it. But I just, for all of you out there writing that to me, trying to make me feel horrible, I don't think my kid will be affected by what I felt before, you know, I got pregnant. It's life.
That is life.
It's life.
That's making decisions in your life. But sometimes the people that write that, I wonder how happy they are. What do they do for themselves?
Right.
This is the thing that we always forget. And we're allowed to talk about it now. And we're allowed to embrace it. We can put ourselves first. Actually, you have to put yourselves first. Because mm-hmm. a healthy you is a healthy wife, is a healthy partner, is a healthy mom, is a healthy coworker, a healthy entrepreneur. Whatever it is you do, if you're happy, then everyone else in your family is happy. But I have to say, I'm really eager to bring Artem on.
Yeah, but before we bring Artem on, can I just say something with that? Because that's really good what you said. So while we're all in quarantine, moms, dads, if you don't feel like homeschooling today, don't. Don't force yourself. Don't stress yourself out. If you want to put a movie on for your kid just because you need a break mentally, do it. Don't feel bad about it because I'm like all of you. Like, we feel like we have to entertain our kids creatively, educationally, all those things. But you know what? Some days, like today, I'll say I'm really tired. You just got to give into it. Like you
got to go with what you feel. And you have self-care. To know that people on social media, sometimes people need content. So they're just throwing up maybe an activity with their kid for 2 minutes and they got their photo. And then do not compare to people on social media.
That is a picture that took 2 seconds.
Yeah. You don't know what's real, what's fake. So don't make yourself feel like, oh my gosh, I'm terrible. This person just said they taught their kids how to build a rocket and go to space.
No.
Don't compare.
Today, Birdie's had a lot of dinosaur
Today,
train.
Birdie is naked. Watching dinosaur train.
Birdie actually threw a watermelon at me too. I cut her up a watermelon.
See, she's probably tired too.
She wanted the bigger piece. I gave her, I guess, the smaller one. Was checked, but I took her straight to her room and I was like, listen, I'm tired. We're getting a little stir crazy. But you can't treat mama like that. But today's been one of those days where, as a mom, I'm like, you know what? Technology, you take over because mama can't.
Yeah.
Mama can't.
Good for you, Brie.
All right, Nicole. I feel like everyone's heard enough of our point of views. I feel like it's time now to bring on our men.
I agree. Okay. I say we bring out Artem first because I cannot wait to hear from him. But first, we're going to take a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. All right, you guys. So we're bringing on our first guest, my fiance, baby daddy. I love saying that. Artem.
Hi, everyone.
Oh. So on Twitter, we got quite a bit of these tweets. This one from Catherine Zeladone. She said, how did it feel for you guys rewatching the episode, particularly for Daniel and Artem, since they didn't watch during editing? So we thought, you know what? That's such a great question. So we're going to bring on Brian and Artem for opening up. Especially, I'm so curious, Artem, what your thoughts are. So how was it just watching the episode?
So a lot has happened since we filmed that episode. So it was quite strange, I'll be honest with you, like seeing myself being really sad, getting cut from Dancing with the Stars, moving in and all the other things. It's like weird. It's like watching from a third person. It's almost like watching someone else's journey, not really realizing it's kind of yours.
Yeah.
Not kind of, it is yours. But yeah, it's just weird. But like in a good way. Not weird like in a way like strange or whatever, but like weird in a good way. Like I hate my voice.
Oh my! I hate how he says that. I mean, Brie, is that not
subtitles,
crazy?
Which is bizarre?
You have such a beautiful accent.
I should just
don't
speak
ever
Russian
lose it,
and they just subtitle everything.
Don't be hard on yourself.
It's okay.
I
can do it to myself. I can be hard on myself.
Well, be what you want to be. So, how was your reaction though when like seeing what fans were tweeting?
Oh, well, first of all, it's very nice that people have my back, which is kind of cool.
Oh, wait, what was that? People have your back?
Yeah,
on what?
Like on the decision that we made, you know, like moving in and stuff like that. People actually were very positive about that. They were supporting that.
Yeah, I agree.
Which
they
is
were
great.
Supporting. I'm like the hater to my left. Just kidding. She doesn't have
a
mic
a hater.
Right now.
She's a protector, which
no,
is different.
But that's what everyone's saying too. She is a protector.
Yeah, so it's different. But at the same time, people understood and they said like, hey, if you're feeling it's right for you too, then you should do it, which is true. Like, I feel like the decision was between two of us and I think we made a good decision. Look where we're now. You're pregnant and engaged.
But you have to think the rest of the season doesn't get that way because...
Right.
I started to let people get into my head and let my own mind get into my head.
But like you said, it happened to everybody, you know?
Right.
The outcome could be absolutely anything. It depends what you want to choose. In the end of the day, are you choosing to follow with your own feelings or you being consumed by other people's choices and opinions about it. And then you just need to stay true to yourself. I think that's the biggest lesson you've learned from all of this.
Right. Well, I thought it was funny too when Brie and I were in Central Park and, ugh, the episode made me miss New York so much and to keep New York in our thoughts and prayers. But when she was like, well, you should give Birdie a cousin. I was like, yeah, not in that mood. Well,
well,
everyone loved that. It is crazy when you see that stuff. And then you're sitting here 23 weeks, 22 weeks pregnant, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You excited for the rest of the season? For
there
everyone
is so much.
It?
Well, first, it's weird seeing myself as myself. And like mm-hmm. Nicole probably mentioned, like me doing Dancing with the Stars is very different because I showcase what I've been working on for most of my life, you know, teaching and dancing and have this talent and, you know, like exposing that to the audience. But people never really heard me on Dancing with the Stars in my opinions and choices that I make. And it's weird because you get so vulnerable because you give the world a reason to judge you or talk about you, which is scary because I've never had that before. Like when I teach people, I know what I'm doing and I'm, you know, even audiences can say something like, I'm sorry, but I'm professional and I understand what I'm teaching and I know how to do that. Life is very broad, you know, it's like your opinion does not necessarily mean it's the best opinion. So it's like putting yourself out there for other people to speak about you. It is tough. It's something that I've never been used to before. And it's like a mixed feeling, you know, it's the great positive things when people have your back, but then at the same time, some people might say things you might not like, and it's just the way you're going to react on it and the way it will affect you. It's just, you know, it's interesting. I'm not saying it's bad, but
no,
it's interesting,
right?
Because not a lot of people would ever be in the same shoe, you
right.
know, and that's what I think it's like, I don't know how to describe.
No, I agree. And one thing I really loved was showcasing our love. I think sometimes people need to see that. And it was nice for me to rewatch all that and know like how in love we are, like to see how you do look at me when I don't see it. And, you know, to go back to those moments of, you know, we were so giddy and our eyes were so sparkly when we look at each other.
I mean, was.
Well, they still are.
You just seem like I was.
But it was so like new in a way when right. you think about it.
No, it's true. I mean, of course.
Yeah. So we were so.
It was the early stages.
In the early stages. Yeah. And you guys, I'll give you one funny story and then we will bring on our next guest. But when Artem and I were salsa dancing, and I know a lot of people have asked, like, where was that at? Floridita.
El Floridita, yeah.
So what was funny is when they were filming Artem and I going to salsa night, Artem always loves to take me to salsa night. I stepped on a girl's foot so bad. Do you remember that? She wanted to sue Total Bellas. and by the way, she was wearing ballerina slippers on a salsa dance floor. So
okay, if people, okay, this is what I'm going to say. If you ever been to any salsa places, you know that people will not just step on your feet. You will get elbow occasionally. You will get yeah. pushed off the floor. And it's not because people are doing it on purpose. It's because it's that busy, you know? And
right.
everybody dance differently. So when you go salsa club, you kind of expect that you're going to get through bumps
right.
and hopefully not bruises, but few steps. So it was a bit dramatic.
And remember,
it was
she kept
like,
getting close to the camera guy and like
it was just weird.
Trying to get hit.
Like,
yeah.
It was just weird.
It was but, yeah. weird. And she was like riding my butt. It's like this
and
movie's
going
like,
to
salsa
just,
you
and
right
it's not
off
like
the
she
floor.
Got stepped on. We just like continue doing it. Well, I think we like really apologized over the top.
Yeah. Remember, I didn't want to dance
yeah.
anymore because she made
yeah.
me feel so bad. It was
yeah.
like I just made me feel terrible that I was like, okay, I guess my night's done.
So
well,
note
anyways.
To yourself, if you're ever going to go to salsa club, you need to be ready for that,
yeah.
okay? And people not doing it on purpose. They're doing it because they're in the moment doing their thing and, you know, it's very civil.
Well, Artem, before you go.
Oh, goodness. What are we talking now about? Should I be worried?
About how I... Brie, what do you call it? Not manscape because I have female parts. How I female scape?
Female scape.
So
what you want to ask Artem is, how does your bush look right now?
No, I could just tell that you're very intimidated.
I think I'm gonna excuse myself from this one real quick.
You really want me to groom up, huh?
Do whatever you think is comfortable for you. Look, I'm not even going to go there. I don't think you should ask me that question.
Well, I just want you to know that I've seen your faces. I think you do want me to groom up.
You've seen my faces? What kind of faces do they do? I'm just curious.
They seem a little scared, or in the words of Birdie,
scared.
Spooky.
Spooky.
You seem spooked.
I'm not spooked. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you said earlier.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, Brie, that's what he said earlier. He's just surprised. Which, don't get me wrong, I feel it down there and I'm surprised.
Hold on a second. First of all, knowing you, you're so like clean and neat and all of that. So I was just surprised. I'm not saying like, I was like, oh my God, what's that?
No, I know.
No, it was never that reaction. It was just a bit of a surprise. Like,
because
hey.
I was the queen of like always going to my laser way appointments. I've always stayed really groom and nice.
Bush right now.
Yeah.
That's
well,
crazy.
Sometimes the bush needs to be talked about. You know what I mean?
So Artem, I think you need to talk to Brian. He'll give you advice how to work with the bush. We've been very happy with it in the last year or so. I mean, mine is definitely like, you know, it's nicely done. It's not too out of control, but he's very satisfied. So just talk to Brian, because this could be the rest of your life, a bush.
I know I'm probably going to regret saying this right now because it's probably going to make headlines. Where I do feel bad for Artem is because I've done laser wave for so long. The bush doesn't grow so much on the front part of the vagina. It grows more on the flaps, the clam, the bearded clam and the bun.
I think that's why
Artem
terms.
Is so scared. Is if I was to spread my legs open, I feel like I have a mohawk.
Can I leave the room,
okay,
please?
Okay, now I'm
can
grossed
I leave
out.
The room?
And now I can see why he hasn't done anything, because that sounds like a very scary vagina. So you're telling me you're bald on what people call, this is vulgar, the box part, and your lips and your butt are the hairy part. That's scary.
Okay, first of all, see, I knew I was going to regret talking about this.
It's
I'm
like
crying, laughing.
On the front party on the back.
It is like a mullet, but this is the thing. It's not bald. It's not bald. Bree's face
I'm out.
Is so grossed out.
I'm out.
And first of all, right before we recorded this, Artem and I had sex. So,
Oh, I need to go.
My mullet's still getting action.
It was in the dark.
But I do get why you spooked out.
All right, I'm done hearing about your bush, Nicole. Now it's time to bring on my hubby, because I can't wait to hear what he thinks about last night's episode. All right, so you just heard from Artem, and I let Nicole take over that one. But I'm taking over this, because now we have my hubby, Brian, and I'm sure a lot of people want to hear from you. They want to hear your thoughts on the episode last night. They want you to go more detail of me just breaking all the news to you and kind of all those deep feelings you have.
Oh boy. Do you know, one, I'll have to say this. Watching the show, I was like really impressed visually. I know that they changed a lot of things up, and it looked like a better show. It felt different. The action felt like fast paced, and like if I wasn't involved in all of this, it would have been like, oh wow, that's interesting. The hard thing, so I was trying to do the live tweeting thing, but then once the Josie thing aired, because I asked you beforehand, I asked Brie, I said, hey, is this episode gonna have the Josie stuff? Because and she goes, oh, I don't know if that's in this one or the second episode or what it is. So, like, I just stopped tweeting after the Josie stuff. I just couldn't.
It was hard. And, you know, Nicole and I were looking at Birdie watching. Birdie's eyes even got watery.
Yeah.
And there was so much that they didn't air. You like, when we did the cute little funeral for her and everything like that. So it was hard to watch back. But how was it to watch back just all of our deep conversations?
So that's hard, too. And especially because, okay, so you guys have seen the edits for these shows. I haven't seen them, and I don't really remember a lot of the stuff that we've shot, but it made me a little fearful of what's to come, because this period of filming was not a good point in my life, right? As far as we had Josie passing, which they covered a little bit. But then my dad's wife passed. And remember, I had to go up and then, like, we were there for her dying. So those are two major losses. And then on top of that, remember I was doing all of those international tours. It was like month after month of international tours where you and I are barely seeing each other. And then the times that we do see each other, we're filming or like that sort of thing. Seeing it yesterday and like vaguely recalling some things, I'm like, oh no, I'm not sure.
Well, I know.
I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Right. Well, it's reality. Yeah. And you know, the one thing that Nicole and I were talking about earlier is, the one thing I feel like when I watch is like sometimes I know me as a person, when I feel something, I just say it. I don't let myself take a breath or digest anything. I really just have my emotions live on my sleeve, which must be hard for you. But
because I'm the opposite.
You are
the opposite. I'm a very considered person, right? When I say considered, I don't mean considerate. What I mean is I consider things before I say them.
Right. But you have to understand though that like it's hard for me to keep in things. I mean, you've always known that about me. Like I can't just I just can't go throughout the days of just like holding it all in. I need to express myself. Maybe sometimes I laid on you at the wrong times.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you say that now, but like watching the show, it's like you're having these conversations with everybody else besides me and then spring it on me at the exact wrong time to spring it on me. I know how our relationship is in real life, right? And then so when I watch it too, it's always interesting to me to see how they edit things. One of the things that actually frustrated me with the editing, and I want to shout out to the people who did this. I thought they did a phenomenal job with the whole show. But for me, from a personal thing, you know, I joke about being the last male Danielson, which it came across like I just really want a boy because the last male Danielson and because we're doing a surprise, right? It's like I'm going to be disappointed if it's a girl, and that's not the case at all.
No,
like,
I know.
But I've said it, and because I speak slowly and I pause after things, it's easy for them to insert, you know, and I'm the last male Danielson. Cut.
Oh, speak Brian faster wants a boy. Then.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, and I laughed, and I think a lot of people enjoyed the stuff with Nicole and Artem and just the transition from, hey, we're lingerie shopping to like, hey, I think we're just taking this too fast, huh? Like,
as her like butt cheeks are out, right? Her boobs.
The memes that I've had to see today of, because you know what's funny is I'm always willing, like I don't think twice if I'm half naked in front of the camera until people do the screenshot and zoom in, and then your meme and my butt cheeks are everywhere, minor thighs, everything.
Well, I mean, I was blown away. I was like,
I was like, what is going on?
And poor Artem, he had to be so uncomfortable the whole
time.
So
I actually said to Artem last night, and I don't know if you guys heard this, I said, thank goodness that you guys started filming reality after Bree and I were like a couple and we were living together. Because what you have to put up with as somebody who's entering into a new relationship where you get, one, you're getting filmed, which is an increasing pressure, but two, you have to sit here and watch like, Artem's sitting there watching all of you second guess whether Nicole should be with him. And now you're pregnant with his child. And I just think like, and I like, as
poor
I was,
Artem. As, oh my God.
As I was watching, that's what I thought. I thought, oh, this poor guy. Like, and watching Bree, watching you bury him, and like, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
I didn't bury him. And
like, you're just moving way too fast. Like, well, I don't know. Like, it's
can just, I just say this? Artem and I have had our deep talks and outs. Like, he's always known how I felt, which is scary. And yeah, he has to relive it. But at the same time, he knows I've accepted him now, and like, we're cool. So
I think the best is when he goes and is like so excited to go look at the barbecue at the house, and the Bree's like, oh, is the door shut? And then just starts talking about him. And then is like looking at the door to make sure he doesn't want to walk back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, for someone to actually have to watch someone talk behind their back when they're on the other side of the house is hilarious.
I actually thought I was being nice by not like having him here, you know, protecting his feelings.
Yeah.
But I had to let her know you did not just during our podcast ask him to move in with you.
So I think one of the things too is that that's hard that Artem will have to probably come to grips with, that I've had to come to grips with, is that when you have these arguments and you have these things, like most people in their relationships, they have them, they get over them, and they move past them. But with this, you have them, you get over them, but then they get re-brought up 6 to 8 months later, and everybody knows about them, and everybody identifies you as these things. To me, that's always been hard as somebody who's, I'm in this because I love you, not because I aspire to be in reality television.
Right.
And like, so that aspect of this whole thing is very hard, and I'll be interested to see how Artem deals and reacts to that.
I know, me too. And then, Sweetface, one last thing before we wrap up opening up. But we got to talk about Nicole's Bush, because it was the last thing we just talked about with Artem. And I've always been pro-Bush. You know that. You're pro-Bush. Nicole just showed me what her Bush is. It grows on her lips and her butt crack, which is her vagina has upside down, I guess.
A sweet mohawk. It's a sweet mohawk.
That's
She's
creepy,
got that
right?
Sweet mohawk.
It's a sweet mohawk, and technically it's not my fault because I did laser away forever, which it shows how amazing it works. But I was feeling like, because I could tell Artem, I've seen him peek a few times, like the look just seems, what we were saying in the words of Birdie, spooky.
Spooky.
And then I was like, Bree's not that bad, and I showed her, and then I guess, yeah, it's bad.
Well, so I will say this, what I think about that is because like, so I like it, but I also think it's natural human evolution because bushes have evolved to look like your bush, right?
Thank you.
There, it's not like it's not like a lasered bush that just has now all of a sudden these weird bush hairs coming out, you know, in a weird direction. But I also, Bree has said that to me a couple times, like, ew, you're looking at me like in this weird way. And it's like, and it's not that at all. Like sometimes, like he may just be looking at your stomach naked and like, and because it's beautiful, right? But it's so unique. And one of the things that was hard for Bree and I at first with the first pregnancy is like, I think we only had sex like once or twice that whole time because I was scared to death of hurting the baby.
No, we did not.
When we, with Birdie?
Third trimester, maybe once or twice, but definitely not in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you're scared.
You didn't say third trimester.
No, but I was saying the whole pregnancy we might have only had sex once or twice.
No, we definitely didn't. We actually had a lot in the second trimester. Third trimester, you barely had sex with me.
Yeah, I was scared of hurting the baby. Really scared.
Because we both realized in the third trimester, the baby starts to go upside down, so the head's really close.
And it's just like, it's spooky.
Yes.
Well, no, I can see that. And I get it. Well, it was funny because we had Artem on earlier and he said, because I was asking about it, because I called him out like, hey, I see your faces. But he goes, I'm just surprised because I have always like, I've kept myself so groomed. And now it's just, it hurts. It's not easy. But unfortunately, because of what I've done my whole life, pretty much of lasering, it grows like a bad wig. Like a wig you get at Party City instead of at it like a nice wig shop.
Yeah, mine looks like a nice wig. Hers is like a cheap wig. Sweetface, thank you so much for joining us. All of you listeners out there, every week we're going to talk about what you saw in Total Bellas. If you haven't seen the episode, make sure to catch it. You'll see some reruns this weekend on E! You'll also, you can catch it on Hulu. And every week we're going to bring our men on so you can hear.
Oh boy.
They,
every week.
Every
I,
week.
I get to review this every week.
Hey, we're in quarantine. Where else are you going? Oh.
All right. Well, that was amazing hearing from our men. But now I say we get to our next segment, Dear Bellas.
But first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it.
It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor,
The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum, and their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses, so if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products, as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bellas, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That is right, Bree. And here's today's question.
Hi, my name's Michelle. So I love you guys so much, of course. I follow you on every platform possible for years now. You're such an inspiration to all of us. So with that being said, what are you guys doing to keep busy during this quarantine? I know I totally feel like I'm losing my mind. Luckily, I still have grad school online, so that's helping a little. But just, do you have any movie recommendations, shows? I know Love is Blind you guys talked about, and I binged it, and I loved it. or even different activities or exercises that you feel are really good. So just any sort of advice to keep us going. Now at least we have Total Bellas to look forward to. So that is a plus. Thank you.
Ooh, good question, Michelle. It's crazy because Nicole and I, we've definitely been keeping ourselves busy, which we'll go into. But we're definitely with you where there are some days that are really hard. You get a little stir crazy. You're really bored and you just want to scream because all you want to do is go to a coffee shop and see people and hear people. But we'll let you in on a couple things we've been doing. So one thing I've been really getting into, now granted, I have a toddler, so every day is a busy day and trying to think of fun things for her to do. But something for myself is I've been really getting into crystals. I know that sounds crazy.
Does not sound crazy, at least not to me.
Right. Nicole and I, and you see that on all our social platforms, we're into meditation. But one thing I always wanted to dive deep into was just the healing of crystals and kind of the power of them. So I got a book. I got some more crystals. I've been cleaning my crystals, re-energizing them, putting them in places to just help me function and stay calm and kind of cleanse myself. I feel like I was such a busy person before, so self-care always came towards the end of my list. So just really amping up all the self-care stuff and taking advantage of all those masks that I just had built up in my drawers and fun bath stuff. Also, every day my sister and I come up with like a new business plan or life plan or trying to figure out our next moves. And I feel like that kind of mentally keeps us busy.
Yeah, Michelle, that's, you know, such a great question. I mean, even for us, there are times that we do kind of lose our mind in quarantine. I have moments where I get down and the uncertainty of what's going on in the world will start to give me anxiety or stress. I do have to breathe. Meditation and to increase that helps so much. And you don't have to be good at meditation. I know sometimes that word scares people. They don't know where to begin. A good app to start with, download Headspace. And you can do 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, 8. But I am telling you, even 3 minutes makes such a change. It changes your attitude of how you're feeling. It brings you hope, positivity. It brings you comfort. So meditation has definitely helped me. I do it every day, sometimes twice, or anytime I start to get anxiety. Because also being pregnant, I don't want my baby to constantly feel anxiety and stress or what I'm feeling now, because that's not healthy. And the baby's at an age that it could feel whatever mama's feeling. I've also gotten really into oils because I realized how important the aromas are around us. And so I went on doTERRA.com and they have a lot of fun different oils, but you could get diffusers. So like when I need to just have a calm feeling, I do lavender drops. And I've really just enjoyed using all these different oils. Also workout, we got to just keep moving around because that keeps our minds going, our minds sharp, our minds healthy. Also, we need the blood flow. And so I have to say the one thing I have been so grateful for is so many personal trainers or businesses that you love, like I love Pure Bar, everyone's giving free classes. We go to John Pill Fitness all the time. We go to his IG. Every day he has a great at-home workout where you don't need any equipment. So go check John Pill Fitness out because his workouts every day are great.
Right. And I think too, like, you know, after New Year's, we all come up with these like goals that we want to hit. And a lot of times we never hit them because we're like, oh, I'm too busy. Take this time to do the things that you always say, I'm too busy to do. Kind of remember what is it that I always felt I couldn't do because I was too busy. And also, I feel like we've all done certain detoxes or 21-day plans or something like that. Come up with a challenge for yourself. Come up with a really great 21-day plan, whether you want to learn a new skill, whether you want to transform your, I don't know, beauty regimen to your workout regimen, whatever it is. Come up with a plan so every morning when you wake up, there's something you have to do. There's some type of challenge you got to overcome, and that mentally will help you.
I agree. And you know, something I've been doing a lot of spring cleaning because Brie and I are always busy, whether it's with the companies or filming. I always say I'm going to have time to organize all these drawers, go through my clothes. I called Goodwill, and Goodwill is still accepting drop-offs. What they do is when you drive up, they let you bring everything out, and then you go in your car, then they come out, they tally everything up, and then they put a receipt in a plastic baggie. Everything's done very safe, social distancing. And also, I have had a box of like 1,000 photos because I would take photos when I was younger like no other. And I have a lot from my childhood, and I've always wanted to organize them in photo albums. So I finally bought some photo albums, and I'm like, this is a great project to do right now. Now I'm never going to have to worry about it again. So yeah, whatever makes you happy, decorate it. Get into gardening. Artem and I talk. That's kind of something we want to get into, even though it's getting really hot here in Phoenix. But
a lot of stuff can still grow here.
That's what we found out.
And gardening, let me tell you something, takes a lot of time, especially when you're first starting. Yeah. So, and it's great mentally.
Totally.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, we just gave you a long list. Yes. Sorry there was no movies in there. We've been kind of staying away.
Yeah, but if you need another binge watch, Schitt's Creek is amazing.
It's our favorite.
I know people, like the first few episodes, sometimes make people not want to continue to watch. Keep going. You will become obsessed. It's one of my favorite shows. But if you want a chance to hear from us, give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS. All right, everyone. Now it's time for Bella Brains. This week, Bella Brains is hosted by my man, dancer, foodie, builder extraordinaire, Artem Shigvintsev.
Oh, so sweet. Thank you, Nicole. It's always nice to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show where we keep the score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
That is right. And we're keeping track of who wins each week. And the first person to 5 wins, a donation of their favorite charity paid for by the loser. The current score is tied 1-1.
Ooh, who's going to win this round? Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Okay, who is leaving the room first?
Brie will go.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
For this week, Bella Brains, I'm going to ask you a question about April.
Ooh.
Ooh, here's the first question. Easter is always in April. True or false?
False.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. Correct answer. Easter is a movable feast. It can be as early as March 22nd. The latest date, it can be as April 25th. Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon that occurs on or after March 21st. All right, question number two. What is the jam associated with April?
The jam?
The jam.
As in music or like jelly jam?
No, like a stone, jam stone.
A jam stone?
Yeah.
Oh, a gem.
Did they say something else?
Well, you sounded like you were talking about like peanut butter and jam.
No.
Oh, the jam. Shoot, yeah. For April. Is it the green one?
Well, you have 3 guesses, so you need to just say the name of it. You can't just say, is it a green one?
But I'm bad with these.
Okay.
I don't know the names.
I can help, but I can't.
Well, topaz is my month, so that's a no.
You can just like say thing and say it's a no. It's well, me that's saying no, not you just saying yes or no. You can't just do that.
It's called like there's an A one. Like, oh, how about amber?
No.
Rose quartz.
No. It's much simpler than that.
Sapphire.
Way too hard. Oh. That's your last and final answer?
No, because it's not the red one. What's the green one? Emerald.
This is your last one, sir?
Yeah.
Incorrect. You don't know what it is?
Yeah.
A diamond.
How did I not get that?
I know. I was like, what's wrong with you? All right. Well, that was negative. So 1 correct out of 2. Question number 3. What does the word April mean? You have multiple choices.
Yes.
1. Flower. 2. Warmth. 3. Spring. 4. open.
Is it warmth? No. That's not my... Did you... Because it sounded like you said warm, but are you trying to say warmth?
Warmth.
Okay.
That's
I two. Think...
Out of I four, would, which one? You have
spring.
One guess. Incorrect. Open is the correct
Whatever.
Answer.
So I got 1 out of 3?
You got 1 out of 3.
Ugh, I'll get Brie.
All right. So today's topic of Bella Brains is going to be the month of April.
Ooh.
Ooh, do you know anything about April?
No, except, good. You know, like spring flowers.
Spring flowers, that's a good one. All right. Question number 1. Easter is always in April. True or false?
False.
That is correct.
Woo! Ooh, you want to know how I know that?
How?
Because our brother is born March 31st, and Easter was on his birthday a couple times.
That's very true. Yeah, it could be as early as March 22nd and late as April 25th.
Ooh.
It's a whole month of Easter. All right, question number 2. What is the gem associated with April? Gem to be like a stone. You get 3 choices. I mean, 3
April?
Guesses, not choices. 3 okay. guesses. Yeah.
So this is interesting. Because Birdie was born in May, and I remember I got, I think hers is like a white crystal or something, but I almost bought an April one because my original due date was April 30th. What was it? I think it was a blue or turquoise. It wasn't turquoise, but it was like, I'm trying to think. I think it was that coloring. I mean, I don't even know Jem's names, to be honest.
You honestly answering exactly the same way. It's hilarious. 38. And then you just blur like 17 of them.
Yeah. A form of turquoise.
That is incorrect.
Ruby.
That is incorrect. Number 3. It's the last one. So much pressure.
Nerfite.
Who? What?
Dang it.
What is that? Ner who?
I was going to say, I feel like a gem always ends in fight, right?
That's your final guess? Nerfite?
Aight.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
It is a diamond.
Wait, Fun so fact. That's what I actually bought. So I bought Birdie. I got, because she was born, that was my bracelet, April 30th. Someone got it at my baby shower, and it was a diamond on April, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. So then what is
the right
May
word.
Then?
Fuck.
Ding it.
All right. Well, anyway, question number 3. What does the word April mean? You got multiple choices. Choice number 1, flower. Number 2, warmth. Number 3, spring. Number 4, open.
So the sayings, April showers bring May flowers. So it's not warmth. We're kind of, you know, spring is usually declared, but it could be also declared in March. No, it's more April. So there's 4. Can you say one more time?
1, flower. 2, warmth. 3, spring. 4, open.
I'm going to go with flowers.
That is incorrect. The right answer is open.
You know, I was going to say it just because it was so outrageous.
Yes, which means it is our tiebreak question. What is the flower, which is the official flower for the month of April?
Tulip. Dang. Daisy.
That is correct.
Daisy? Daisy. I won.
Oh, my goodness. Brie won. So it brings the current score to... 2-1, Breeze in the lead.
Whatever. All right, you guys, join us again next week for another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode.
Yes, thank you. And it was so much fun recapping Total Bellas season premiere. Make sure to tune in to Total Bellas
every Thursday night, 9, 8 Central, only on E! And a big thank you to Artem and Brian for being our guests.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And we just launched a new Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bella's Podcast. So make sure to follow us at the Bella's Podcast.
Special thanks to Artem for being a great Bella Brains host.
Until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at FunTurns50.com.